Extract 11. Christmas habits.
Been the aftermath of those times.
What?
On Sunday, about this new, the idea of having Christmas Day, that you sort of get up in the morning, have your cereals and whatnot.
Mm.
And then about 11:30, of course, you have a brunch.
Nice savoury things, you know. Bits and
ashes.
Well, you're doing that anyway, aren't you? Sort of supping all morning.
And you have a proper brunch.
And then you put your turkey in.
Then you put your stuff on. And you eat in
about
the evening.
6 or something,
six
you know.
In the middle of Billy Smart's circus.
Well, that's exactly, of course, I just think of that.
But then, I mean, isn't it a relief to have an excuse for getting away from the television? Because one tends to have...
No tea. I'm just catching up on this conversation. No Christmas tea.
But you see, nobody ever eats the Christmas tea.
True.
You could have Christmas cake for brunch, couldn't you?
Oh, I don't know about that.
Yes.
Mince pies, certainly.
Because, I mean, if they're addicts, then they'll eat
because
it
because, you see,
they eat
their breakfast and then they're stuffing all morning. You slave away.
Yeah.
You're rushing to get this Christmas
dinner.
Well,
that's what I said
today. Around lunchtime.
He said, I never notice any rush, he says.
Well, you're not doing it, no. Within the limits of lunchtime.
Sorry, booze by 11:00.
And then nobody feels like it. And then you're flaked for the rest of the day. And then everybody decides they're a bit hungry around 6:00. And you've got to get up and you're...